Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, September 10th, 7:31 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, our returning guest, Carol Buckman from Christian Friends of New Americans. Carol, welcome back to His Time.
Oh, thank you.
Good to
so happy to be here.
It's good to have you back in studio. And a familiar voice here at Worldwide KFUO, Pastor Matt Clark. Good morning, Pastor Clark.
Good morning, Andy. Great to be here with you.
Good to have you with us. And it's good to get to talk about Christian Friends of New Americans with both of you this morning. What is going on with CFNA these days? What's going on, Carol?
Well, our big event coming up is the golf event, October 1. At Quail Creek, and we hope you'll be able to come.
It is that time of year, isn't it? Golf events happening all around. It's a nice fall weather, a good time to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather and support CFNA. It's a good opportunity to do that. Now, Carol, are you a golfer?
No, I know nothing about golf, but I'm learning.
Pastor Clark, what are you looking forward to about this golf tournament?
Well, it sounds like a wonderful event. I'm not a big golfer myself either, but but just a great time for fellowship, for people who are like-minded in their support for this wonderful gospel outreach of Christian Friends of New Americans, and an opportunity to support that important ministry of reaching out to and ministering to and with refugees and immigrants here in the St. Louis area. So not only a fun event, but for a wonderful cause, too. So I'd really encourage people, if they have an interest, sign up for the Wednesday, October 1st tournament.
You know, here's an idea for a fundraiser, a golf tournament for non-golfers.
There you go. Well, they have frisbee golf, don't they? Yeah. There's some potential there, maybe.
That still requires physical activity, too. That's more than regular golf. You really have to run for that stuff.
But we do have people on the committee that are avid golfers, and they are keeping everything on track.
Well, that's good, good. What has CFNA been up to most recently? What are some of the things that have been going on with Christian Friends of New Americans? For our listeners who aren't familiar with CFNA, what is Christian Friends of New Americans, Carol?
Well, our dream is to witness to people who have just come into the country and to share Christ's love with them. And some of these people have gone through, are Christians, and they've gone through real persecution. But the majority of the people that come in do not know anything about the Bible, about Christ's message of love. It's all new to them. Hmm. And so we share that. We have after-school tutoring for the kids that are from 5 to 19 years old. And then we have adult ESL. We have home furnishing delivery. We have care for medical. We have a medical program. This past Saturday, we had 26 different clients from several different countries, and many languages were spoken. And so that's a nice event for people. And we have home Bible studies, all sorts of things going on.
Pastor Clark, tell us about your involvement with Christian Friends of New Americans.
Sure, I can speak as a parish pastor, and our connection at Ascension Lutheran with Christian Friends of New Americans. And I really see our relationship as the local Lutheran congregation as a partnership with Christian Friends of New Americans, with CFNA. CFNA making those initial connections with the immigrant refugee community, providing for some of those maybe more practical needs that they have that Carol just mentioned, the health screenings and after-school tutoring, and helping people get settled into a new place, a new home. But then where the local congregation becomes important is it's an opportunity for these new Americans to be connected to a word and sacrament ministry here locally, so that these individuals, like Carol mentioned, that who maybe haven't heard the gospel before, haven't heard that good news about Jesus Christ, can hear it certainly through CFNA at the Peace Center where they're headquartered, but also then at the local congregation. So that relationship is formed, and so that they become a part of a worshiping community, a part of that body of Christ through word, through sacrament, through baptism as well.
Now, as Carol mentioned earlier, ESL classes, you both have mentioned ESL classes, and many coming to this country speaking different languages and learning English as they come here. Some may have a working knowledge of English and able to communicate some in English, but learning English when they come here. From the parish side, as a parish pastor, how do you work around that, proclaiming the gospel, this word and sacrament ministry, when you don't necessarily speak the same language? How, I'm sure it presents some challenges from time to time as a parish pastor.
It is a challenge, that's for sure. And that whole Tower of Babel thing back in the Old Testament, boy, what a bum deal. But anyway, the effects of sin. Oh. But anyway, it's a challenge, but it's a challenge that with the help of God and with the help of CFNA and lots of dedicated lay people, mm-hmm. We're able to meet. I was able to be a part of 21 baptisms at Ascension of Nepalese individuals, which was just wonderful. Following that, though, began the hard work of catechesis and instruction in the Christian faith, mm-hmm. and specifically through Luther's Small Catechism. And so we had a bilingual confirmation class that we had at CFNA with those baptized members of Ascension, and we were blessed to have Luther's Small Catechism both in English and in Nepali. And what was even more valuable than that was we also had a couple capable translators as well. We have just a wonderful individual, fine Christian man, Gagan Gurung, who is our Nepali ministry facilitator at Ascension, who works very closely and on staff at CFNA as well. And he was able to translate what I said into Nepali. So the class took twice as long,
sure.
because everything's being translated. But at the same time, it just ensured that everyone was on the same page, mm-hmm. and understood. And what we found is, too, I think something that's common in a lot of immigrant situations is the older individuals may not know English very well, but mm-hmm. the children, and certainly the school-age children, know English well, and it's not that large of a barrier,
sure.
In communicating.
It seems like it's a lot easier for children to learn a language, especially to learn English, than for an adult who moves here, I would gather.
Yeah, that's what I've found,
very
at least.
Much.
Yes.
What have you learned any phrases in Nepali?
Well, we've just in our worship especially, we're trying to incorporate more Nepali. For instance, this past Sunday, our scripture reading translated into Nepali. Mm-hmm. We had one song led in Nepali, and now at Ascension we just began. This is my bright idea. We'll see how it goes. But it's our Nepali phrase of the month. So God willing, at Ascension, each month we'll take another phrase and we'll teach it. So I asked Gagan, what should be our first phrase in the month? And he suggested Ishu Lamaya Gernunsa, a Nepali phrase, which means Jesus loves you. So I think that's a good starting point.
Absolutely.
To start. To teach that phrase, Jesus loves you, and for our members then to be able to, at Ascension, our English-speaking members, mm-hmm. to be able to greet our Nepali-speaking members and others too, mm-hmm. With that phrase, Jesus loves you.
Boy, that makes it truly an international congregation. You know, what a blessing to be able to have the opportunity to share in this joy with people from so many different backgrounds and to be able to speak so many languages. Sure. I'm sure. How many languages are spoken there, you think, at Ascension?
Well, I think just
the two right
probably
now.
Right now. But it's like you said, Andy, it's a great opportunity. And we're kind of nestled in the St. Louis Hills neighborhood. It's a beautiful location. And I don't think many of our members would have expected, you know, 5-10 years ago, a ministry, mm-hmm. with this international community, and now primarily to the Nepali community. But again, it's through that partnership with CFNA that, that makes it possible. And ultimately, of course, it's the work of God and the Holy Spirit through CFNA and Ascension and so many others that makes this possible as well. And it is exciting.
What has been the response of some of the members at your... I know there are several congregations involved with CFNA, but what have been some of the response of some of the English-speaking members at CFNA, or I mean at Ascension, who are welcoming to the new Americans?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's just briefly, I think it's a good point. It's just Ascension. Don't want to give that impression. It's many different congregations involved at CFNA, volunteering there on site and also involved in the local congregation. But specifically at Ascension, we have just a core group of very dedicated lay people, and the congregation as a whole, too, supportive of this ministry. But I think that it gives our members the opportunity to really form very close relationships with those from different cultures. The primary way that our Nepali members get to worship is through rides that are provided by our own English-speaking members at Ascension. So to get to know those families that they provide rides for and to be in their homes, it forms really a strong bond, I think, and a bond in which both cultures can learn from each other. It's exciting. We had a house blessing recently I was able to be a part of, and they invited myself to bless the home, but then also they invited a couple of our members from Ascension as well to be a part of that celebration too, as they become even more established as new Americans here in this new place.
Very good. Well, we're talking with Carol Buckman and Pastor Matt Clark about Christian Friends of New Americans. We've got more to talk about, so hope you can join us for the rest of the conversation. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about Christian Friends of New Americans right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, this is Vern Gunderman inviting you and your golf buddies to participate in Christian Friends of New Americans' second annual golf tournament. It's Wednesday, October 1st, at Quail Creek Golf Course. Funds raised help CFNA welcome refugees and new Americans in the name of Jesus Christ, as CFNA helps them establish a new life through Bible studies, tutoring, health screenings, citizenship, and ESL classes. It also provides scholarships so they can attend LCMS schools. Please join us. Information at cfna-stl.org.
Did you know that more than 38 million people in America speak Spanish? You can share the gospel with them in their own language using a new resource from Lutheran Heritage Foundation, the Spanish Bible with Small Catechism. Like all the books LHF translates and publishes, the Spanish Bible is available at no cost to the people and ministries who need them. LHF 800-554-0723 or visit lhfmissions.org.
Hi, I'm Pastor Matt Youngblood Clark from Ascension Lutheran in St. Louis.
And I am Pastor Jolly John Lekumsky from St. Paul's in New Athens and Trinity in Darmstadt, and we welcome you to listen to Wrestling with the Basics.
Matt, let go of me, man. No, it's not real wrestling. We're just talking about Bible issues.
No.
Oh, 9:05 Saturday mornings, 8:50 a.m. KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, September 10th. We're talking with our friends from Christian Friends of New Americans, Carol Buckman and Pastor Matt Clark from Ascension Lutheran Church. Carol, tell us about some of the after-school programs that are available through CFNA.
Well, we have an after-school program Tuesday and Thursdays from 5 to 7:30. And Pastor Stanish Stanley from India is our coordinator. He's a PhD student at the seminary. And he does a fine job. I think he has such a natural empathy and kindness and love for the kids and for the parents. It's wonderful to see the interaction. And he also has lots and lots of patience. But the kids come in at 5 o'clock and at different times because we have drivers that bring them. We also have many kids that walk that are right in the neighborhood. They have singing and snacks and chapel, and after school we tutor. If they bring homework, we help them with it. Otherwise, they have worksheets and various activities. We have students from SLU that do programs for them, educational programs, and help. And we also have recreation. So it's an evening that they really like. And there's lots of spontaneous ESL going on. I had a student from another, of course, they're all from other countries, but this student happened to be a visiting student that was also going to Lutheran South. And I asked him to vacuum, and he looked at me with a complete blank look on his face. I started to pantomime, and all of a sudden, a big smile, vroom, vroom. I said yes. And so there's so many good ways for kids to learn English.
What has been the response of some of the parents of children who've come to the after school programs?
I think they're happy with it. We would like to have more parent involvement, but we do have some, and that is good. Yeah, and we go and visit in the homes, and we also get parents' signatures on everything. Of course, our drivers struggle to get all those blanks filled in, but we do make sure that the parents are involved, know where their kids are, and when the kids give us a phone number, we call that number, and just to make sure that the digits are in the correct order.
Sure, that's good. So the children have an opportunity to come and learn and fellowship and be supported in their studies as a student and to learn some English along the way, hear the good news about Jesus. That's what a great opportunity. So after school programs, you mentioned earlier a furniture program.
We do. We do have furniture. When the people come off the airplane, the vast majority only have a suitcase. And they come to basically an empty $350 a month apartment, and there may be five kids and three adults, whatever. So they're very happy. I know we have had dinner many times in homes, and at that point in time, they spread the tablecloth on the floor, and we sat around and ate because there was a lack of furniture and et cetera.
So how does the furniture program work?
Well, someone will call in to CFNA, and then the connection is made. We go out with a driver. It's wonderful if the family, the American family, can drive the piece of furniture, bring the piece of furniture to the Peace Center. But if not, it works out. And we try to get as much help from the recipients as possible with unloading the furniture and carrying it up those tall, windy stairs.
So the way it works is local people donate furniture that can be used. And then CFNA helps make that transition, whether it's dropped off at the Peace Center here in St. Louis or goes directly from that family to the new family, correct?
Yeah. And that's nicer if the families can meet each other.
Is there a phone number someone could call if they'd like to donate furniture for new Americans?
314-517-8513.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Now, the golf tournament that's coming up is a way to support Christian Friends of New Americans. How are the funds from this, how are the proceeds from this used at Christian Friends of New Americans? What does it support?
It's used to support, for example, the utilities at the Peace Center add up each month. And so we probably spend a good $1,000 on just utilities. We do have some part-time staff, but so much of our work is volunteer. We had a wonderful group from the seminary. Some of the professors and 10 of the students come last Wednesday. They did all kinds of repair work. If we had had to pay somebody to do the work they did, it would have been very expensive. So we welcome people who can volunteer, help in any way possible, and get to know new Americans while they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. So what does one find at the Peace Center? You mentioned is this where the after-school program happens?
Yeah, the Peace Center is a over 100-year-old building, two-story with an addition. It's in a neighborhood that is not the ideal neighborhood. There is considerable crime in the area, and that's basically why we are there, because it's the low-income area and it's the place where services and Christ's love need to be shown. We have a playground in the back. Again, volunteer help from Concordia Kirkwood under the leadership of Pastor Bill Matsat, who's a wonderful artist. And as I say, he makes the beast beautiful in many different ways with the playground, the upstairs kitchen gathering area, the chapel in front of the building, and his wonderful volunteers. But so we have a computer lab. We have down in the basement, we have playground, play equipment, ping pong and air hockey that the kids love. If anybody would like to donate for air hockey games, we'd take them all. And then we have upstairs, we have classrooms, we have a large chapel, kitchen, et cetera.
Now, you've mentioned a couple of congregations and the seminary. Some of the students and faculty came over and helped out. We know that Ascension Lutheran Church is connected with CFNA, and you mentioned Concordia Kirkwood. How many congregations are connected with Christian Friends of New Americans? What kind of support does it take for CFNA to do what you do?
Well, they're probably 30 congregations that are connected in various ways. Mm-hmm. Some congregations, particularly the closer ones, are much more intimately involved, almost sometimes on a daily basis. So, but your question again, what?
How many? You said probably about 30 congregations, yeah. And so it's important to have this connection of congregations.
We had a fabulous congregation from Indiana come out and spend a week with us this past summer. Mm-hmm. They did a volunteer dinner. They set up a health and wellness and instituted blood glucose screening, left us equipment to do that. They cleaned and they worked through that building from top to bottom, and it was all shovel ready because they had made several survey trips to see what could be done. Things were built, made at home, and you know, it was a really well-organized group.
Pastor Clark, how important is it for a ministry like Christian Friends of New Americans to be connected to congregations, to word and sacrament ministry like Ascension?
Well, I think it's a vital link. They certainly, those folks that CFNA serves, they hear God's word there at the Peace Center. Part of that after-school tutoring is also a chapel time where there's typically a pastor that comes from an area congregation that leads that chapel and gives that message. But for those children, their families, to be connected to a congregation is vital, so that on that regular basis they hear God's word, they're in worship, they receive for the forgiveness of sins, and they're part of that, again, that body of Christ, that worshiping community. And it's so important. Just this past week at Ascension, just quickly to share, we had among our Nepalese worshipers some people that have just been in America for 4 days.
Wow.
So to go from arriving, touching down on that plane that, mm-hmm. that Carol mentioned with just a suitcase, and 4 days later being at Ascension Lutheran in an LCMS congregation, hearing God's word, being welcomed, I think is just... it's wonderful. It's marvelous. Many times our members say that these individuals, these refugees, immigrants, these new Americans have come to our doorstep, and what an opportunity now as a congregation to welcome them, to share God's word and the love of God shown in Christ Jesus with them.
Absolutely. The best way we can welcome someone to this country with the good news of Jesus right there in your own neighborhood. What a great way to do that. With just about 2 minutes left, Carol, let's review. Let's go back and talk about the upcoming golf tournament again. That's coming up October 1st. Is that correct?
That's October 1st. Beginning as early as 10:30, you can come and practice your golf swings, look at the beautiful auction, silent auction items, register, and have a deli luncheon. Then the shotgun start, it's at 12 o'clock, and mm-hmm. the players go out. After that, after the games are all over, we come back in, and there's a hospitality hour and a lovely dinner and awards, and we'll get you home by 8:30, certainly.
So it's a full day of fun
and fun.
A great way to support Christian Friends of New Americans. Yeah. How can listeners find out more to register? Do they need to register in advance for this event?
It would be wonderful if you would register in advance. And again, you can call the 314-517-8513 and be directed and get all the information. You may also go to the website, our website, mm-hmm. CF. N-A, Christian Friends of New Americans, CFNA-STL.org, and print out a registration form, mail it in to our office manager, and you'll be registered. So
very good, CFNA-STL.org. And you'll have the opportunity to print up the registration form and send that in from there. Very good. Well, we have been talking with Carol Buckman from Christian Friends of New Americans. Carol, thanks so much for being our guest on His Time again this morning.
Well, thank you very much.
And Pastor Matt Clark from Ascension Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. Pastor Clark, thanks so much for being our guest on His Time this morning. It's been great to have you in studio.
Thank you, Andy. Great to be here with you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Miller from Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Emma, Missouri. Hope you can join us for that conversation right after AP Radio News and the weather. Stick around for more His Time coming up in just a little bit on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.